Carl, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Quick, give me the update. Did a truck hit your guy's plane yesterday before it took off?
Yes, if you can believe it. We were just being towed out on the tarmac and kind of felt a little bump, and they pulled us back and said the truck had put a dent in the nose of the plane. So we ended up sitting there for about 5 hours waiting for another one to come grab us. It was a long day.
What did you guys do for the 5 hours? A lot of card games or what?
Yeah, there's some card games going on, but kind of just what guys do on a normal flight. We just happened to double the time of it, watching a lot of movies and just talking to the guys and just finding ways to kill time.
Carl, I can't imagine that a five-hour delay, while it would drive most people crazy, would put you off your pace. When you want to talk patience, you talk about a journey through the Camrose with the Kodiaks, Merrimack College, Lake Erie Monsters. It's been a long and winding road for you. Every time you step in that NHL rink, though, does it make it worthwhile?
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely worth it. Just like you said, it's been there's been a lot of winding roads and a few different teams and organizations throughout my career. But it's it makes it all worth it when you step out on that ice for an NHL game. And I'm looking forward to having that opportunity to do it again.
So now, Carl, are you officially from Armenia?
Yeah, that would be my official address, probably. We're like 2 miles from Armenia off of Highway 21, so we have a P.O. box at Armenia. So, if you're familiar with the area, that's what I use.
But I think I know exactly where that is, having grown up in New Sarepta, so I'm fully versed in where it is in Armenia, which is a hamlet, a pretty small place. So you grew up, did you play all your minor hockey in Camrose?
Yeah, I did. With the exception of 1 year, I actually played here in Daysland/Forsberg when it was my first year midget, when they did the age change and ended up getting cut from the teams in Camrose. So I had to go a little farther to Daysland/Forsberg, but the rest of my years I was all in Camrose.
So you got cut as a 15-year-old and midget. Then you end up, you play for the Kodiaks for three full seasons. Then you get the scholarship. How old were you when you got the scholarship to Merrimack?
That would have been my 19-year-old year, I think. My second year juniors, kind of right at the start of the year, I got off to a pretty good start, and Merrimack was the first school to show interest, and it seemed like a good fit, and it ended up working out well.
You know, Carl, people don't understand. You've got to be a heck of a hockey player just to make it to the AJHL. You had a great program there with Boris Rybalka as coach. Looking at the years, I want to say Joe Colborn was probably on those teams. But at some point, do you wonder, do I have what it takes to get to where I want to go? Was the National Hockey League always the goal for you, or was it, I just want to reach the highest level I can? What was your approach?
Yeah, I remember just being little, that was always what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an NHL player, but it did seem pretty far-fetched. I'd have to admit at times, I think even as a kid, just going to Kodiak games, looking at those guys, thinking, man, it seems like a really hard thing to do just to make that level, and then just kind of take it one step at a time and just kind of slowly advanced and made my way through the ranks. And then kind of the higher you go, then you want to make that next step and make the next step, and it's just a progression.
So you go to Merrimack College. You weren't drafted. You signed as a free agent with the Colorado organization, and you spent right when you finished your college career, you played there. Then you spent a full season there. Where was your NHL debut with the Avs?
My NHL debut was in Minnesota. So I was with Lake Erie on the road. We had played a game in Rockford the night before, and got a call that night that I was playing in Minnesota the next night. So that was pretty exciting for me.
Now, I was looking, and I'm pretty sure this is your first time playing in basically your home NHL city. Obviously, Camrose and Armenia don't have an NHL team. So, you know, the Oilers were the closest to NHL market for you. The whole family set to is there going to be an influx? Is Armenia going to be the whole town coming in to watch Carl Stallery play tomorrow night?
Yeah, there might be a good section there. actually, it's my second time. I was able to play here with the Sharks at the end of the 2015 season. So we had a big section of people there, and yeah, hopefully we'll have the same thing again tomorrow.
Now, Carl, I like having players like you on because at times I think we forget, and a lot of people look and, hey, you know what, you get to the NHL, you stay in the NHL, and that's how it is. And they focus on the McDavids and the Drysdales and players like that. But you've spent a significant time in the American League. You were in Colorado's organization. Then you were with the San Jose Sharks. Now this is your first year with the Devils organization. Was Europe a thought for you this off season? What is it that keeps you going back to staying in North America and playing?
Yeah, Europe's been an option in the past and still is, but I don't know. It's just kind of the feeling wasn't right yet. I think I still believe that I can play in this league, and I wanted to give it another shot and just keep sticking with it. And I know Europe's hopefully going to be something that is there in case I don't. But for now, the dream is still alive for me. So I guess I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Now, you're 6 feet tall, listed as 180 pounds. I guess we'd call that a, quote, undersized NHL defenseman. What's been the biggest challenge for you? When you look at your game, what do you feel allows you to be a guy who now is going to play in the NHL again? And what's been the challenge for you to stay in the NHL?
Yeah, not the biggest guy out there for sure, but I think just the way I compete and move the puck and skate, those are my strengths in my game, and that's something I've tried to bring to every team I've been on. And obviously there's so many great players, it's such a fine line of who makes the league and who doesn't. So I mean, you need to have good opportunity and certain circumstances to work out too. But yeah, it's just something I'm hoping to continue to do and maybe get a little opportunity here.
Now, Carl, I don't know if you consider yourself a late bloomer. You know, Patty Maroon with the Oilers is an older player who seems to have found another level. Of course, he's played more NHL games than you have and been more of a regular. But is it still your sense that if the opportunity is right and you do what you can to seize it, that you've got, you know, 2, 3, 4 years that you can play in the National Hockey League still?
Yeah, I mean, I still believe it. I know it's definitely rare to see maybe a late bloomer like myself do that, but there's certainly cases where guys have done it. I think of my buddy who played with me in Camrose for a little, Nick Holden, who
yep.
spent 5 years in the minors and didn't really get much of a sniff in the NHL. And then his sixth year pro, he just catches on with Colorado, and now he's having a great season in New York. So it just kind of gives guys like me hope that it can be done.
Carl Stallery, defenseman for the New Jersey Devils, looking to make his Devils debut tomorrow night against the Edmonton Oilers in Edmonton. He's from Armenia, right outside of Camrose. Carl, now do you come home? Do you still is Camrose home for you in the off season?
Yeah, I was home this summer. I was back on the farm helping out and just working out in Camrose and spending time with my family and buddies around home. So it's definitely a place I like coming back to, and I'm planning on doing it again this summer.
What do you have on the farm? You have cattle, or are you guys wheat? What are you doing? And how big? How many acres? How many quarters?
Yeah, we have some cattle, not too many, some horses, but it's mostly a grain farm. So wheat, peas, canola, barley, and I think we did around 4,000 acres this year. So it's it's pretty good size. My dad and grandpa are really hard workers, and I got some brothers and sisters who help out too.
Okay. Now, do you get on the tractor in the summertime, or does dad allow you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As long as I'm around, there's work to be done, so there's never a shortage. And Yeah, you gotta earn your food around there.
Now, Carl, talk about your family. They've got to be, I imagine they're proud of you, regardless of whether you're in the American Hockey League or the National Hockey League. Now, farmers, dawn till dusk, it's hard work. Does your dad get a kick out of it? Does he think it's a nice cushy job until you get back to real work like farming? You get a hard time from the old man sometimes?
No, he doesn't really give me a hard time. He really enjoys it. He tries to get down and watch a few games during the winter, which is kind of a perk of farming. It's a little slower in the winter, so he's able to watch some more hockey. But, during the summer, seeding and harvest are definitely times where he's putting a lot of hours in. So, but it's something he's never complained about, and he always does it with a smile on his face. It's been a good example for me to follow.
Carl Stollery from the New Jersey Devils joins us. Carl, you mentioned how you were 15, you got cut from the Camrose team, had to go play in Daysland for a year. You end up playing for the Kodiaks, and then you get the college scholarship, and now here you are, and you graduated in 2011-12. And up being an American leaguer and NHLer, your 13th game tomorrow. What do you say to the young kids out there? What kept you going? What are the things that you would say to the young hockey player who's, because some of them maybe, they don't get drafted in the Bantam draft, or, sometimes then they don't make a WHL team or AJHL team. And a lot of kids seem to want to quit at the first sign of adversity. What do you say to them?
Yeah, just encourage them just to stick with it. And I think a big thing is having fun too. That's something my dad always told me before I played every game. He just said, work hard and have fun. That's pretty simple, but I think that's a huge key, just staying with it and believing that you have what it takes. And just having a supportive family and not pushing your kids too hard, but just letting them enjoy what they do. And that's what my parents did for me, and it's something that definitely kept me going.
Carl, talk a little bit about your studies at Merrimack. Did you take them seriously, and did you pick up anything there that you can use down the road once your hockey days are finally over?
Yeah. At the time, I didn't take them as seriously as probably I would have liked to, looking back. But I ended up doing okay. I came out with a business management degree, and so that's something that I'm glad I did. I got that in my back pocket for later down the road in case I want to do something with that. So that was definitely an important thing. It wasn't just about hockey, but it was about getting an education too. So I'm happy I went that route.
And how many of your buddies – coming in, if you mentioned you still go home, I'm sure a lot of the childhood guys that you grew up playing hockey with, that you're still friends with, I find. How many of them will be making the trek in tomorrow for the game?
Yeah, haven't got an exact number yet, but there's definitely going to be a few. There's a lot of my friends have kind of moved around to different cities and stuff now, but there's a few that still hang around, and I've been getting some texts and calls yesterday and today when they found out I was coming here. So there's definitely going to be a good section tomorrow.
Well, you have to put the arm on some of your teammates for tickets, maybe.
I might, yeah. Some of them have a little more leverage than I do. We'll see.
Well, Carl, enjoy the game. Enjoy being back in the NHL, and hopefully you're there to stay. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Carl Stollery. I love those type of stories.
Great story,
guy just keeps hammered away.